Hello, this is Owen.
Hey there, Owen. This is Del Aquario.
Hey, yeah, Del.
Yeah, Andrew told me to give you a call about the available position you have. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you? Yeah, no, yeah, he mentioned about it. Del Aquario. That's,
Del Aquario.
Yeah, it's such an unusual name. I haven't heard something like that before.
I know, yeah, it's a pretty original name. There's a funny story to it. If you got a second, I'll tell you all about it.
yeah, no, absolutely.
So, I was abandoned after I was born.
okay.
Yeah, and then my second mom died of overeating at a state fair.
Okay.
And then I was taken in by a loving foster family, so that's good.
Yeah, all right. That's good.
Well, yeah, it's good. But the day they were supposed to pick me up, their car skidded off a cliff, and then they perished. Bummer.
Oh man.
Yeah, all six of them.
Oh. I'm just curious. What does that have to do with your name?
I have no idea. I think somebody at the state gave it to me or something. no clue.
Oh,
that's the story, okay. Though.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
So, do you believe in jinxes, superstitions, things like that?
I don't know. I mean, what do you mean?
Well, since I've been a little baby all the way into adulthood, some people say that bad luck tends to follow Del Aquario.
Oh, man. Well,
that's me. I was talking about myself third person there. But bad luck tends to follow me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, sure it's not all bad.
Well, sometimes I think bad things happen anyway. I hope you don't hold it against me in this job interview.
No. I mean, I certainly wouldn't hold any of that against you. I mean, it can't be any worse than, all that stuff about when you're born and all.
Well, it depends on what you call bad. I mean, I've lost five homes to five different hurricanes.
Wow.
I've been a part of three cruise ships sinking at sea. I got struck by lightning twice.
Jeez, that.
And I can't confirm this one, but I feel like I'm pretty sure I was hit by a meteorite or a piece of a meteorite at one point. Still got the bruises.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Even yesterday, I ran an errand and my car was parked on the sidewalk and somebody drove by and hit it.
Jeez.
They actually pushed my car into no parking zone. So I also got a ticket on top of that. How does that happen?
That's
the life of Del Aquario.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe this is all leading to something good.
Yeah. Hopefully like a job with you.
Maybe.
I read the description of the job you're hiring for, and it would be doing work in your warehouse using a forklift, right?
That may not be the right position for you at this time. We have a couple other guys looking at that right now.
I think it'd be great. Just get behind the wheel of that forklift.
Yeah, I mean, we could look at some other things. I don't think that right now, maybe we give that more time.
Well, I thought the position was open, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but, you can imagine, working with a forklift, there's a lot of safety and training that goes into it.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I've blown up a few warehouses. I know a thing or two about that. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean you've blown up a few warehouses?
Well, I've driven forklift before, but every once in a while, like a gasoline container will be in the way or something, and I don't know. It's weird how these things happen, but.
Look, Del, you know what? I mean, I'm going to have to get back to you on a lot of this. I need to talk to Andrew about some of this too.
All right. If you do talk to him, can you tell him the prank call was successful?
Wait a minute, what? The prank call?
Yeah, can you tell him that it was successful? Because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. And Andrew set you up.
No way, man. Andrew did this?
Yeah, he said you guys prank each other a lot and wanted to mess with you.
Man, that's crazy. I was like, what is wrong with this guy? I was like, this dude is like so unlucky.
That's just Del Aquario's life.
Del Aquario, man. that's a name I'm not going to forget.